It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right, we're going to do that. Right, Steve?
Sure.
But wait, before we do that, we got to do the address this first. Tracy and I had our first argument since we've been.
Was it I'd like some popcorn? She said no.
No, that would have started it, but that was, it has to do with food though. Tell him what I just said to you.
So I made him hard-boiled eggs because I brought eggs this morning and I ended up eating popcorn. But I'm like, hey, do you want these? Sure. I put them in, you know, our little maker. I put in the water and, you know, what? I don't know. A couple minutes goes by and he's like, you know, this real stern sounding voice. Your eggs are not going to be as good as mine because you put too much water in there. And
so
I was like,
over.
Whoa, I didn't.
And they're taking
too long. I was like, dude, you are hard to please.
Oh, my God. So, anyway.
Oh, man.
So, we got that taken care of. Okay, now, if you can identify today's Chick Flicks, we will give you a 5-pack of tickets to Ship Shawana on the Road. That's at the Century Center. That's going to take place not this weekend, next weekend, okay?
Hey, can I just add something?
Yes.
Everyone was sleeping in my house except now Meg's up sitting here. So now I have to do this in front of her.
Oh, man. This nice.
Thanks, guys. Can we move this to like 5:20 in the morning?
Well, to answer your question, hearing this should answer your question. No. Because we have to set the stage.
This is a good one, too. Okay.
Here we go.
Setting the stage here. On a weekend trip to Hawaii, a plastic surgeon convinces his assistant to pose as his soon-to-be divorced ex-wife. Heaven help us, Jack is the plastic surgeon. Jack and Steve, action.
You want me to be your wife?
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't think of another name other than Devlin?
She asked, what's her name? I got panicked. I get nervous around this girl.
You got panicked? You, who invents a fake wife every Friday night?
Yeah. Isn't that about what I feel about this girl?
Have you ever thought about the time that she's actually going to walk into your office? Uh-huh. You see, I'm your assistant / receptionist.
So easy. I'm a plastic surgeon. You will never look like you again. Chip, chip.
What are you talking about?
Snip, snap. I'll get you a fake mustache.
Oh, my God. You've really, really not thought this through.
Will you please just look at some clothes?
Look at that. I don't wear. I have clothes, by the way. I do not need to do any of this. I'm fine.
Yes, you have the best clothes that Old Navy sells. I'm just saying you gotta look like a plastic surgeon's wife. I want to create the illusion I had a hot first wife.
You're so,
Okay, come on. Let's go. You asked for it.
I'm ready.
This is terrible.
Oh man.
So what? Right. So what did your wife think about your performance?
She's sitting here drinking coffee.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad she's not fully awake yet.
I'm surprised she's not drinking something stronger after that.
Yeah.
236-1015. The most music.